California, we bring you the Smiths of Hollywood. As daughter Bumps, Jan Ford.
Pa, what's a bachelor?
As Bill Smith, Harry Von Zell.
In California, a bachelor is a man who didn't have a car when he was young.
As Nancy Smith, Brenda Marshall.
They certainly go in for high-speed courting these days, all right. It used to be Lover's Lane. Now it's Hot Rod Highway.
Precisely why I prefer to travel by train. You never see the engineer of a train roaring down the track, necking with his fireman.
And that, of course, was Uncle Cecil from England, played by Arthur Treacher. Yes, you're tuned right to the Smiths of Hollywood, with music by Charles Hathaway. Presented by... Smiths of Hollywood. People you'll be glad to know. Now, here's Bill Smith himself.
Hello. Nancy's Aunt Rose got in touch with us today. Aunt Rose. She has a voice like a... Well, yes, that describes it. Actually, that woman talks so much she has to use suntan lotion on her tongue. Dear Aunt Rose, legs like a... Yeah, that describes them, piano legs. And a personality like... Oh, I wouldn't say... Well, more or less, yes. Anyway, Aunt Rose sent us a telegram today. Her telegram said she would be arriving for a short visit. Short visit. I'd hate to think what her idea of a short beer is. Aunt Rose, her wire arrived at lunch.
Will arrive for short visit today. Sign, Aunt Rose.
Bill, Aunt Rose is coming. Aren't you excited? Bill, aren't you excited? Bill, Aunt Rose is coming. Can't you say anything?
Pass the vinegar, please.
Now, look, don't be nasty about my in-laws. Aunt Rose is very nice.
Lovely, lovely. Is Aunt Rose coming to Hollywood to get in the movies?
Movie fan, if you thought the outlaw was something, wait till you see the in-law.
My in-law I'm talking about.
Okay, you asked for it. Let's talk about your relatives for a while.
Oh, now, Nancy.
Uncle Cecil is no bargain. What do you have to say to him, Mr. Smith?
Pass the vinegar, please.
Uncle Cecil, the English crisis. I say, William, old chap, terribly sorry about wrecking your car. Why didn't someone tell me you people over here in the colonies drive on the right-hand side of the street?
Well, now, Nancy, I'm sorry I mentioned in-laws. I shouldn't have.
And how about the time you wanted to move our furniture and try to hire Van Johnson?
Touché, touché, I surrender. When is Aunt Rose coming?
This afternoon. Well, I don't know where to put her.
You want a suggestion?
Anyway, Uncle Cecil has the guest room.
Well, how about the YWCA?
Bill, say, I guess we could move Cecil downstairs on the sofa while Aunt Rose is here.
Oh, dear, that sofa is awfully short. His feet will hang over.
Well, that's a new twist. Uncle Cecil with a hangover in his feet.
Well, I can't imagine Uncle Cecil putting up with that sofa for more than a night or two.
Maybe he'll move to a hotel.
Oh, no. Getting rid of the old fossil couldn't be that simple. Anyway, if it's a toss-up between Uncle Cecil and Aunt Rose...
My relatives come for short visits.
Oh, I know, I know. Aunt Rose's idea of a holiday weekend is Thanksgiving Thursday to Easter Sunday.
Now, wait a minute. Whose uncle wanted to stay with us a couple of days till he found diggings of his own?
Well, dear, you must admit it's hard to find diggings these days.
What's wrong with the La Brea tar pits?
Well, listen, I'm not defending Uncle Cecil. Far from it. At least with Aunt Rose, I wouldn't have to keep my scotch bottle buried under the apple tree in the backyard.
Oh, give me a beautiful room defended. No. Well, well, anything interesting for lunch?
We decided not to wait for you and Bumps. Say, where have you two been?
They were making a newsreel down the street.
A newsreel? What's the big occasion?
William, hadn't you noticed? The sun is shining.
Oh, he's kidding. They were making a movie of a man who tames wild animals. He had coyotes and some skunks and even some rattlesnakes. Let me tell you about...
Oh, not now, Bumps. I want you to eat your dinner and help me clean the house. Aunt Rose is coming. Won't that be nice?
Pass the vinegar, please.
Aunt Rose? I say, who is Aunt Rose?
We were talking about her the other night. Remember? I showed you a picture of her.
Oh, yes. Well, there's always plastic surgery.
Oh, Uncle Cecil, Aunt Rose has been to see a plastic surgeon already. He told her to wear a veil.
Hey, that's enough of that. If you two can't say anything nice about Aunt Rose, you can just keep quiet, do you understand? Well, if you have anything to say, say it now.
Pass the vinegar, please.
Furthermore, Aunt Rose gets the guest room. Now, you'll have to sleep on the living room couch, Uncle Cecil.
On the couch? I'm too long for that. My head will hang over.
Yes, you see, Uncle Cecil knows where a hangover belongs.
You know, that couch is awfully small, Nancy. What's wrong with Aunt Rose taking the couch?
Now, there would be a hangover all over.
You can move your clothes to the hall closet, Uncle Cecil.
It'll be a horribly inconvenience, you know. You people rattling about down here in the morning while I'm trying to sleep. Piano practice. Brush salesman dashing in and out of my dreams. I say, why don't you and William take the couch?
Well, now, just see here, Uncle Cecil. If you don't like the couch, there's always the YMCA. And leave my shirt here.
Hmm? Your shirt?
Yes.
So it is, yes. I say, I wish you wouldn't have so much starch put in the collars. How long does the old biddy intend to inconvenience us?
Well, Aunt Rose keeps referring to that movie, The Yearling, as The Weakling, if that will give you an idea.
What a devilish, what an utterly devilish prospect. Yes. I say, can't we all get deathly ill with some highly catching disease?
No, as I said before, Uncle Cecil, if you don't like this couch, there's always the YMCA. And as I said before, leave my shirt here.
Look, I have to clean up your room now before Aunt Rose moves in, Uncle Cecil. So while Bumps and I vacuum, you can move your clothes.
You know, that's like asking a condemned man to weave his own hangman's noose. I say, this whole thing has upset me a bit. If you don't mind, I think I'll go for a little walk. Very humiliating. Ah, it's a Cecil Smythe. A night ending up in a day bed. I say, it's all a good, isn't it? Night in a day bed, yes. Good. I must be losing my reasoning. Evacuating me from my room and William, the young flesh and blood, suggesting the YMCA, the black-hearted scoundrel. I wonder if this is the old heave-ho I'm getting. They probably invited this Aunt Rose just to send me packing. The ingrates makes me wish I had some property so I could cut them off without a cent. A cent! A cent! I say, what a wizard of an idea, yes. Maybe Aunt Rose will be delighted to take the sofa. Peter V. Tucker, animal trainer. Wild and domesticated animals for movie hire. Don't ring doorbells, scratch, or bark. That's a quaint sense of humor. Well, I think I'll knock.
Peter! Wait, darling. Oh, hang on.
I say, are you...
Mr. I don't want any.
Oh, are you Peter Potter?
Peter V. Potter. V, like in Walla Walla, Washington.
Yes, I saw them making newsreels of your animals this morning. I'm interested in renting one of your skunks.
One of my skunks?
Yes, one of your skunks. Are you testing...
You're producing maybe a Western movie picture.
Well, as a matter of fact, I had a bedroom comedy in mind. I presume your skunks are, well, they've been...
Our skunks carry the good housebroken seal of approval. If that's what you mean.
Oh, yes, wonderful. I say, I'd like to rent one for a couple of days. You sure they're docile?
Best pets in the world and decentest. Come on, this way. I'll show them to you. That one there is Chanel number 5.
Walter, what a quaint name.
Yeah. I name him after the perfume ads in a woman's magazine. That one over there is being called Ecstasy. And those two are Temptation and Desire.
How interesting. What's the one with the arched tail?
That's dangerous. He's a hermit. I got one here that's a special pet, Honeysuckle. You better take him. You can't go wrong on Honeysuckle.
Well, that's not the point. Can Honeysuckle go wrong on me?
I guarantee him positively. You want Honeysuckle scented?
What?
Scented. Scented. Delivered. Do you want to take him with you?
I'll take him.
Fine. If you'll give me a deposit in your name and address, just remember, if you scratch Honeysuckle's ears, oh, he'll love you.
Could you put him in a box?
Say, for a customer, anything. In this business, I'm slowly starving to death.
Well, I thought that newsreel would pay you a few bob.
But how many times did they come to me for a newsreel? With all these politicians in the news, a real skunk hasn't a chance.
Well, you don't have to raise skunks for a living, do you?
No, true, true. Well, I don't want to go back into politics. You see, I'm happy. I should care if business smells. Now, where is Honeysuckle? Kitty, 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 kitty.
Yes.
Upstairs. Come on up and help us get your room ready for Aunt Rose.
Of course, yes. And Susie, you've got a beautiful room, isn't it? I say, what a busting beehive this is.
Yes, just like you to duck out when the work starts, too. I think that does this room, Nancy. Look, Uncle Cecil, you can vacuum the downstairs.
Oh, I'll be delighted, William.
What do you have in the box, Uncle Cecil?
In here? Oh, a kitten of some sort. Found him in a vacant lot. Uncle Chap seemed lost.
Well, wonders never cease. Never expect.